This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We do have a little bit of, I don't know if this is breaking news, but it's a big report out there. Jordan Schultz just tweeting out free agent tackle Jed Wills, who dealt with lingering knee issue last season, is planning to sit out most, possibly all, of the upcoming season to fully recover and get back to 100%. Wills, the former top 10 pick, has drawn interest from multiple teams and is still just 26, but believes taking this time off is the best move for a full-term future of his career, which is good because Jed is usually only used to taking plays, series, and games off.
I mean, is this okay? There's two things here. One, it could be there is actually no interest. Jordan Schultz is just lying right there, and he's very well aware of it. And so he's like, all right, we'll just hang out for a season, and then hopefully things get better. Or the second one, that he really is just, he understands he's got one chance left.
And so the M&M of it.
Well, and so
the 8 Mile of it.
Basically, yeah, he's turning this into 8 Mile. He's got one opportunity, one chance.
Gotta get a hoodie.
Where's B-Rabbit when you need him? Am I right?
True. Been saying it.
And so if he sits out this season and then let's say goes to like the Patriots or somewhere next year and actually looks good, then maybe he revives his career.
I think it's probably a little bit of the latter. I would be surprised if he has a lot of interest. And I just think it's really interesting that nobody in NFL history has taken longer to heal from knee injuries than Jed Wills. Remember, DeJuan Jones was back on the field and healthier last year, despite suffering the knee injury the previous season. I want to say it was like 4 weeks later, and they were different injuries. DeJuan's was supposed to take longer to recover, and then Jed's was supposed to be like, he'll be back by, I think it was OTAs, no problem. And then that didn't happen. And then he quit during the season, which is fair because he did that quite a bit. He quit on plays. He quit on this, that. But then, this was another injury that when it happened, what did he play last year? Did he play 8 full games? No, he played 5 games.
Oh, is that it? Was only 5 games?
It's 5 games.
I'm trying to look up how much money he's made in his career. Like, has he made enough money? Because remember that last year that he did just play, that was added on. He's made $34 million.
I was going to go $30
million. I'm going to make people really mad because him making $34 million, you know how much Nick Chubb has made in his career, right?
Isn't it like 39?
It's like $37 million. Oh. Yeah, it's somewhere in that same territory. So think about how like all the great things Nick Chubb has done and accomplished and has done, and Jed Wills has made just as much. So $34 million, I think we're based off the work ethic and everything we've known about Jed Wills the entire time he was here in Cleveland, safe to assume Jed Wills just checks out.
So that's the latest, the actual latest report pertaining to the Cleveland Browns. But this one is hit pretty hard here. Zach Jackson was on the Zach Gelb show on Friday, which airs just after our show, or right around the end of our show, on the Infinity Sports Network. And from a absolute Browns bust to maybe a future Browns bust, here's Zach on the Zach Gelb show talking about Dylan Gabriel.
But I mean, Dylan Gabriel does not look like an NFL quarterback to me, like 0%. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So why do they love Gabriel so much?
Well, they fell in love with the intangibles, right? But they have an analytic charting project that they have followed in the past, and they loved him. And so they were more than willing to admit, like, yes, you saw us in Mississippi at Jackson Dart's thing. Yes, we've done the thing. But they kind of snuck in a trip to Oregon on their way to the highly publicized pro day at Colorado. And Gabriel was, you know, fairly impressive at the Senior Bowl. Andrew Berry and Stefanski were there on the sideline watching every throw. He just flew under the radar. And then I just don't think any other team was taking him in the top 100 or probably the top 150. If I'm wrong and the Cleveland Browns have their quarterback, that'd be great. One of these years, I would love to cover a normal franchise and a rookie quarterback that sticks around for more than 6 to 18 months. But if it's Dylan Gabriel, I will be beyond shocked.
I second a lot of what Zach has said. And listen, it's not uncommon that NFL teams like a player drastically more than other teams do. That happens sometimes. And by the way, even when that happens, it's not uncommon that that player ends up surprising the rest of the NFL. So you can't write off Dylan Gabriel because they drafted him and they like him. And the NFL, if they really like you, that goes a long way. But when Zach says that line of he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, I don't think that's just to the fact that he is lucky if he's 5'10" with Dylan Gabriel.
I think Stefanski, I mean, listen, I don't know whether or not he knew he was an NFL quarterback or not when they drafted him, but I part of me wonders if Stefanski was very well aware of who Dylan Gabriel was in college and just has a different outlook moving forward with him. Like, what I mean is I think he thinks that he can coach him to be to a spot that is much better than maybe what a lot of people, at least us, see that he can be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Stefanski would be banking on fit of the system, right?
Right.
And, like, there are guys who they just get into a specific system. And, like, I'll be honest with you. I think Kirk Cousins, though it took a couple of years, Kirk Cousins in the NFL has been a much better quarterback than he was at Michigan State.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we see, not even outside of that, I'm talking more like the idea that Shanahan just loves his own system and what he's created. And then look at the quarterbacks that have come through there. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah, we can make him successful. Is it Brock Purdy? Yeah, we can make him successful. Like, they almost think that they can, as long as the quarterback they take carries the traits that they love, it doesn't matter what round they're drafted, what they did in college, they believe that they can get him to that spot.
So we've got a lot to get into with this idea about Dylan Gabriel and where he is. If we just look at it from the Dylan Gabriel perspective, you can see how unintentionally then taking Shedeur Sanders two rounds later might have been the worst thing for Dylan's stock in Cleveland, because every time you go to have the Dylan conversation, it goes back to, I think I want to see Shedeur Sanders more.
Oh, no question. And Dylan's got to understand that. Although, I mean, so the other side of that, though, is that he should just be happy he was taken in the third round.
Just grateful for life.
Yeah. There's a part of Dylan Gabriel that I go back to this all the time, is that, like, he was projected sixth or seventh round. There's a real chance that Dylan Gabriel is an undrafted free agent and is just one of those guys that is cut by the time training camp is done. If in another world, if the Browns didn't exist, that's his lot in life. So I have a hard time feeling as if Dylan Gabriel's like, man, did I really lose out of my opportunity.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Greg Swartz, NBA writer for the Bleacher Report, coming up at 3. The Swartz will be with us at 3. We've got Tyler Dunn, host of the Go Long podcast and founder of the Go Long Substack, at 4:20. He's got strong takes on the Browns quarterback situation compared to the Steelers quarterback situation and the future of Mike Tomlin in Yinstown. Fact or fiction, with some Browns audio coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel the forgotten man in the Browns quarterback battle? We'll answer that question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.